He was telling us too that a whale went into the sea with him. And he came ashore just recently. That's what he has been telling us. Do you see this here? He gave us this piece of whale meat. Then she asked her two children, are you telling the truth?
Yes,
we are. Whereabouts does he stay?
Yes.
At the mouth of the river?
Church, yeah.
So then she got ready and started out. And she came to where he was staying. She almost did not recognize him at first. But then she went home with him. And when she came back with him, she rubbed him with red paint. She put it all over his head. For his hair was gone. This was caused by the actions of the grease. Now it ends. This is the story of the dog children.
What?
This is the story of the dog children.
Dog children. Gosh, who can tell the story any longer?
Huh?
Who can tell the story any longer?
I don't know. Tom Jackson. Who is this?
And who can tell it?
Huh?
And who can tell it?
I don't know. There was one man. He had only one dog. His dog had an offspring. His dog had an offspring. Had a baby.
What did they call it? Offspring?
Yeah. Baby.
Had a baby.
These babies were human beings.
That's why it's human.
He had two of them. Both were males. So the man took good care of those two. While they were growing up. Those two were not growing long. And at last they became tall boys. He made them dual bows and also arrows. And after those two grew big, they did all sorts of things. After a while, he left them. To build a canoe. And when he came back to them in the evening, they asked their father, when are you coming back? From where are you coming back? Well, I am coming back from working on a canoe. Then he left them in order to go to work. On the second year, he suddenly heard something making a noise. So he began to listen. He listened in all directions. He did not hear it quite good. Just what kind of sounds they were. So he went back home. On the third day, he again heard the same sound. He went straight to the place. Where the sun had came. But he could not understand the sun.
And they said it's quiet.
He went back home at night. Then when daylight came, he went back to work. Just as he had done before. The sun came exactly to the same position. Then he heard the sound once more. So he began to listen. He listened in all directions. However, this time he understood what the voice said. Keep on hewing, you shall habitually hew.
Keep on what?
Hewing in the canoe. Then he returned home. He did not feel well in his mind. That was about what he had heard. He spoke to himself. I wonder what it may mean. I wonder what it may mean. I must be watched by someone somewhere. I wonder what will happen to me. He almost did not go back. When day broke again for the fifth time, he had many things to think about. However, he decided to chance his own life. Once more he went there. He was not hewing long when he heard the sound again. Hewing, you will always hew. So he would stop. And he looked around everywhere. But he could not see anything. But whenever he would start, just a little, he could hear the sound there. Keep on hewing, you will always hear. So again he would listen in all directions. Finally, after the fifth time, somebody came to him and asked him, what are you doing? I'm building a canoe. Then he was killed. His head was cut off. And taken back to where the murderer lived. And after he came home with his head, all the people begin to get together. And then all of them joined in on a war dance. Then the head was tied to the ceiling. Now on the fifth day he did not come back to the two children. As soon as it got daylight, the younger brother said to the older one, we two will go look for our father. And those two went. They followed him along the trail where he had gone before. They did not follow along when they became lost.
Became what?
Lost.
So
they just walked around as if they were lost. And toward night they returned home.
And she cooks one day, I say.
And when another day came,
I come back easily.
They would again start out as before.
And they were away.
Once more, those two followed him.
The dog was gone.
They followed him a little further. But in the same way, they became lost. They looked for him in vain. Then as those two dismissed the success of their attempt, they returned home.
Oh, yeah, I see.
And when day broke once more, they started out again. But the same thing happened. Finally, on the fifth day, finally on the fifth day, they at last come upon him. And they saw what he was doing. That canoe he was making. So they began to walk around it. They did not walk around it very long. When they saw their father laying beside the canoe, they looked at him closely. His head was gone. It had been cut off. What are we going to do now?
It's crime anymore.
Well, we will go search for these people.
It's going to be the season.
Then those two followed. They followed along the trail where the blood had been dripping. But they were not following it very long. When they got lost.
The master.
They did not know where they were at. Then they followed it again. And once more they got lost. Then those two followed it again. And they got lost just as before. Then they began to cry. The younger brother was all the time looked up everywhere. He was looking up everywhere. After the fifth attempt, to look for their father, they found that his blood had been dripping in different places. At once the younger brother smelled in the direction where the murders had come. Our father has been approached by people from above. He was destined to be killed. What shall we do now?
climb the moon.
We too are going to climb up.
It's a way.
How are we going to get on top?
It's a way of going down.
You will shoot upward first.
What?
You will shoot upward first.
Oh, it's a long stick on.
And then he did it.
Okay.
Those troops would still see their arrows as we drop back to them.
That's what I thought of. I think they'd be prepared.